The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The flight of the logbook.com's escape pod continues through all things fantastic, futuristic, and flat-out geeky. I'm Earl Green, and we'll head them off at the past, seeing what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1997, Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off for a 10-day visit to the Hubble Space Telescope, conducting much-needed repairs and upgrades.
Houston Discovery, we have a tally of Hubble.
Happy, Doc. It must be a beautiful sight.
Yep, it's big and bright.
Happy. It reminds us of your patch.
Houston Discovery, we have the arrays in the end effector camera now.
Copy, Sox.
Switching views now to the color end effector camera. It's looking directly at the bottom of the telescope as it comes into view.
And Houston, we're in free drift, and Dr. Stevie's going to get the telescope.
And we see that, Doc.
Houston Discovery.
Go ahead, Discovery.
Yeah, we can see the expression on Dr. Stevie's face. Looks like he just shook hands with an old friend.
And we watched it from down here, Sox. It was certainly an absolute thrill for us to see it on television, and congratulations to all of you for an outstanding rendezvous and a great capture. We're looking forward to getting out there and starting to work on that telescope.
In 2000, Endeavour lifted off for its own 11-day mission to experiment with radar mapping of Earth. It was the only shuttle mission that year not to involve construction of the International Space Station.
We have a go for mating. 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Space Shuttle Endeavour on a 21st century mission placing Earth back on the map.
Roger, roll, Endeavour.
In 2015, after over a decade of delays, the Discover satellite was launched, a joint venture between NASA and the National Weather Service to monitor solar activity and to point a camera at Earth, capturing the full face of the planet from the L1 Lagrange point a million miles away.
T minus 10, 9, 8,
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And liftoff. The Falcon takes flight, propelling the Deep Space Climate Observatory on a million-mile journey to protect our planet Earth.
Born on this day in 1926, actor Leslie Nielsen.
My name is Sergeant Frank Drebin, Detective Lieutenant Police Squad, a special division of the police department. There'd been a recent wave of murders at the city zoo. I was bringing in a suspect when I got a call from headquarters about the kidnapping of Terry Burton. I headed for the Burton Mansion.
Born in 1983, Nikki Klein, who played Callie on Battlestar Galactica.
You volunteered us in their place. We barely get any time off as it is.
Callie, you know the deck is short-handed.
The deck has been short-handed since we got here. All I know is fracking daycare workers seem more of Nikki than we do.
Yeah, well, until the daycare workers figure out how to strip a viper, this is the way it's gonna be.
The author of the original Dune novels, Frank Herbert, died in 1986. Jaws author Peter Benchley died in 2006. On this day in 1938, science fiction hit the small screen for the first time. The BBC staged televised version of the play RUR, Rossum's Universal Robots, by Carl Capek. In 1967, also on the BBC, the Cybermen were back, and this time they actually looked almost metal.
No. Don't touch me. No. The silver hand.
Doctor, is he...
Yes. Afraid he is.
Thanks to a bigger budget, the Cybermen returned for the first time on Doctor Who, this time encased in metal helmets and silver spray-painted diving suits. They were on their way to being the major menace for the recently regenerated Second Doctor. In 1980, a future Doctor Who star menaced Blake Seven, guest star Colin Baker.
You must be Biller.
It's an honor, sir.
The honor's mine.
That's what I meant.
I've brought my tools here. What exactly is it you want me to do? Just name it, I'm your man.
You don't know who I am?
Absolutely not, no idea. You needn't worry about it, I won't ask any questions.
Small-time thief and failed revolutionary. And you don't know who I am?
Ah, well, if you put it like that, of course I know who you are. You're
Baben.
Baben, yes.
Baben the Berserker? Baben the Butcher?
Baben the Butcher. You're Baben the Butcher?
Oh, no. That's better.
You're top of the Federation's most wanted list, after Blake.
What you mean, after Blake?
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's expanded guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, 4.1 second edition, is now available. Over 400 pages catching you up on the time-traveling mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can get it in print or ebook form. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook of your Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.